Good morning, everyone. Children of light, how are you all doing? My message today will be titled Children of Light, and I'll start by turning to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. I read, and it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that light was good. And God divided light from darkness." We are the children of light. We are God's chosen people. I know I say children of light, and we probably think, oh, I'm an adult, but it's just what I've titled it. Or I can tell we are the people of light. I think maybe that sounds even much better, but pardon me, I'll repeat children of light, because I look at it more like we are the children of God. Looking at the dictionary meaning of light, it is defined as an electromagnetic radiation that can be detected by the human eyes. Don't think too much of that, but just look more towards it can be detected by the human eyes. It's seen, and most time is good. The opposite of light is darkness, which is defined as the partial or total absence of light. Can also be defined as the absence or deficiency of light, lack of illumination. And in a different way, it can be looked at as wickedness. That I mean, darkness can be looked at as wickedness. It can be looked at as evil. Darkness is not for us. We know and we believe in the Word of God, and these words are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Psalms 119, verse 105, says this word, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Light protects from darkness. You are more likely to fall into a ditch if you're walking without light. Light protects from darkness, because without light, you can't see. If this room was dark, if the first thing we would do is to turn on the light to be able to see and find our way around. In a dark place, people would typically seek light and move towards, you know, where a light is shining. Doesn't matter what it is, even if it's just a small spot. That is where people will tend to move towards, where there is light. We also see this in the movies that we watch. You know, when someone is lost, let's say in a dark wood or anything like that, they would usually find or run towards the nearest house that has some sort of light and warmth. We also look at the world today. You know, we have people that would be classified as children of light, which is us in here, and then we have those of darkness who just goes around causing all sort of, you know, trouble and making things happen that shouldn't really happen. We are blessed because we're the children of light, and we've chosen light over darkness. Some people actually chose darkness and wants to do everything that is sort of related to darkness. We are blessed because we know the light, and we've chosen light instead of darkness. Light can also be seen as a symbol of holiness. It can also be seen as knowledge. Light can also be seen as a symbol of grace, hope. And it could also be seen as a symbol of God's revelation. And as we've seen in Genesis chapter 1 verse 4, God saw light and saw that light was good. There was light and there was darkness, but in this recorded that God saw light and said light was good. Darkness wasn't good. God saw light and made sure that we had light. We usually pray for God to shine his light on us, symbolizing the heavenly revelation and connection we seek from God. Psalm 119 verse 30 reads, "The entrance of thy word giveth light and giveth understanding unto the simple." It is only the entrance of the word of God that can turn certain situation around and give light and understanding in a way that is not possible by our, you know, human power or might. When light arrives, darkness is expelled. Darkness runs away because light is more powerful. I would 100% always want to choose something that is more powerful than something that is not. And in this case, there is that clear distinction, clear difference. Light is more powerful. The presence of darkness can be seen as the absence of light, meaning that when there is darkness, what is needed is the introduction of light. In most situations, we, as the children of light, could be the light that is needed to be introduced into a bad situation for it to turn good. It could be us, as the children of light, that understand what is needed, that is needed in any, you know, in any place, to break up fights, to sort of heal where people are arguing, to, you know, to do the things that are connected with light instead of the things that are connected with darkness, which is the evil, which is the destruction, and which is the chaos that it sows. We know that light is good and we prefer light. However, we should be aware that the devil also knows this and will always try to dim the light of believers to be able to exist, because light and darkness cannot coexist. So the devil will only be able to move in and exist amongst us or exist among people when it can successfully dim the light that is around there and come in and operate in that sphere. I think I mentioned before, darkness is often, you know, also associated with sin, despair, and evil. This can be linked to why most violent crimes are committed at night, especially when it's dark. That's when these dark elements are the one to pound, because that is more of a more receiving space and place for them to be. Whereas in the light is much more difficult, because light is meant for something that is good. Generally, people do not like darkness. Darkness breeds chaos. Can you imagine what would happen if all of a sudden this room turned dark? I mean, we couldn't see each other, we couldn't see anything around us, we couldn't see the chairs, we couldn't see, you know, where around the instruments here. Can you imagine the sort of chaos that would break? Can you imagine the sort of scramble everybody will be looking for a way, you know, to move out of here, or will be looking for someone to introduce light to sort of help the situation? We would be asking for someone to switch on their, you know, torch light. Do you have a phone? Can you switch that on? Why? Why do we seek that? Because we seek light. We can't really exist in darkness. So it's not the best place to be. I can tell you that on the ship that I've been on, if the generators was to go off for any reason, and if the worst of it is that if it happened at night and there is that blackout, darkness on board the ship, there's usually so much confusion and chaos. Probably don't know where you're running to. You're calling your friend, you're reaching out to someone, the radios are not working, And then usually the crew will be running around helter-skelter, especially the ones that are in charge of having to maintain those equipment or ensure that such don't happen. They will be running around trying to fix it because no one wants light. I'm telling you, you can call me what you want to call me, but I look at the engineer and say, bro, can you fix this? I can't stay like this. By the way, I need the ACs to work. I need my heating. I need my hot shower. You have to fix this. And that as well is not a good thing for them because, you know, they are supposed to make sure that there is light, you know, that there is power. Usually, there is also, you know, contingents in place. You should have the emergency generator kicking if something like that happens. And there's usually, you know, some timing. If that didn't happen, even worse. The generator is not working. The main generators are not working. What did you also do to the emergency generators that should be, you know, giving us power, giving us light? I would say that is a start of, you know, proper chaos and despair on board ship. When these things happen, I'll tell you how serious this is. Even the equipment will start screaming. The equipment will start to shout because they need light. They need power as well. I don't know if you've ever been around, you know, a place where it, you know, has so many equipment around that needs light to function. The continuous beep and alarms that you get has tendency to test, you know, the patience of the calmest person on earth because you just don't want that. That is the equipment recognizing that we need light, we need power. So combine that, you know, combine such panic and stress of the situation, the equipment and then the crew. That is too much for some people. Just to highlight the importance of light anywhere. We may not know this because sometimes, okay, we always have a light. But when you somehow find yourself where there is darkness, that's where you realize light is important. Very, very important. And by the way, once the lights or power is restored, you can see everybody's mood change. You know, you can see the countenance start to brighten up. And what do the equipment do? They don't shout anymore. They're all contented. They're happy. It just goes on to highlight how important that is. So, how do we keep our light shining bright at all times as, you know, the children of light? Number one would be staying connected with God. This, I think, is, you know, usually the only way. If you stay connected with God, your light will shine bright and it will stay, you know, lit all the time. Inviting darkness into our life will not help. Because sometimes your light could be shining bright and everything is going on well. And then all of a sudden you invite darkness into your life purposely, you know, or sometimes without even knowing that's what you're doing. But once darkness comes in, sometimes it doesn't really want to leave because it enjoys, it wants to take over any space that it has and function in there. Because wherever there's light, it can't function. Inviting darkness into our lives is not helpful. Walking away from darkness, evil, as we will be tempted from time to time, is also what we have to do to keep our light shining bright. If you want your light to stay bright and active, you have to learn to walk away from situations where, you know, or places where you shouldn't really be there, because that's just not where you should be. When we walk into any room, our light should be able to lift the mood in that room. As student of light, there should be that clear distinction when a child of light walks into a room and when an agent of darkness and chaos walks in. I'm sure this is probably something we sort of relate with in a way. There are people that come in somewhere and then we're like, okay, there's trouble. And sometimes there could be attributed to say, oh, that's a bully. He's just walked in or she's just walked in. And, you know, it seems they've come with a different energy. These days they say energy. You know, you bring a bad vibe. yeah, that is something. But I look at that as delight. Someone walks in with a good vibe. It's just the aura of that particular person. Delight that, you know, God has blessed the person with. That is what they're bringing. Our presence should bring calm and stability because we are the children of light. And by the way, this is how God has designed it. If you are a child of light, God has designed it that wherever you go with His presence, and His presence brings calm and stability. God has blessed us with His light and love to go out there and brighten up places we walk into and to become that person that people, you know, colleagues and neighbors will always look up to, you know, to be able to make their day. There is someone that you will see that will basically, you know, make you feel different. That person carries something that you may not recognize. That person carries a light that you may not recognize. But the function of that light that they carry is to help you feel good. And we as children of light should be that person. So that wherever we go, you know, people can recognize the power, the energy we carry, the light of God that we bring into situations. We should not fear either as children of light, because we can hold on to the word of Psalms chapter 27, verse 1, you know, which says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" When we find ourselves in difficult situations, difficult places, with so much intimidation, fear, and, you know, chaos around us, we can hold on to the words of Psalm 27, verse 1. We have, you know, God as our light and our salvation. There are certain places that we walk into. It can even work when, you know, simple things like you're going into an interview. You hear of people, you know, of things that, you know, you have very, very strict interviewers out there. But you walk in somewhere and things change. I've always given this testimony of when I did my chief mate's certificate of competency. There is an examiner that everybody across the UK have heard of him. When you come to be examined in Southampton, you always hear of Captain Bra. They always say he is, you know, very strict and he asks tough questions. But I can tell you, when I walked in there, I don't know what happened, but this man was offering me tea. He was asking me to basically relax. You know, chill. Do you want me to keep you? I was like, sir, don't worry, just ask questions, because I wasn't sure what was happening here. But it could have been my life that just changed the situation. I came out and told people my encounter with him, and they were surprised. And were like, "Is it the same Captain Bra?" I said, "Yes, it was Captain Bra." That was God. I would also want to, you know, claim that was my light. I've got a good light. Yeah, so we have seen, you know, the light. And our faith in God has made us different from those walking in darkness. That is why we should be able to walk majestically into certain places, knowing that we come in here with God. We've got the light. We've got everything that God, you know, has blessed us with to be able to make us succeed anywhere we go. As children of light, we are walking in love. You know, we radiate light. We breathe and we manifest goodness. We bless others with our presence. And we also attract blessings. That is what we get as, you know, children of light. And by the way, what are the characteristics of light? Light gives direction. Light illuminates. Light brings peace. Light brings quality. You know, you look at this in terms of boutiques and showrooms. Lights used in those places are deliberate to highlight exactly what they need highlighting. You know, if you're on a stage or you've been to performances, the way they structure the light is for it to do a particular thing or to highlight the sort of quality that either the performer or the, you know, whoever is on stage is trying to show you. In terms of boutique, I think I've walked into somewhere and the lights almost deceived me because I thought I was buying something different, only to come out and look at it in natural light and I said, oh, it wasn't the same color. But the lights that they had in there made it all look so good, and this is what light can do, depending on how you use it. It's the same with photography. Good light will give, you know, it will give the sort of quality you need in your photo. My wife Ramona will sort of testify to this. When we try to take photos of our products, we need light. When it's dark, it doesn't really help, because then the quality of the photo doesn't come out right. So it's always trying to run around. And there's actually a time we were chasing the sun, where is the sun coming from, just to be able to get what we wanted. Light also brings hope. With all the examples I've given already, you can see that each time there is light, there is that hope. If you were lost in the wood and then you saw a bright light somewhere, it sort of gives you hope automatically, because that's where you want to run to, thinking, oh, maybe I might get help from there. If this room was dark, immediately the light comes back. That is hope. That is renewed hope that things is going to be, you know, going to be better. As student of light, just like Jesus, you know, defeated the devil, darkness, you know, as seen in many situations in the Bible. One of such is the encounter, you know, he had with the devil after fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11. There was also a case when there was, you know, this great tempest in the sea, and Jesus was on the boat with his disciples. He was able to stand up and calm the situation. No other person was able to do that. But the power, the light, what Jesus carried was more than what anyone else carried. That was why he was able to calm the situation. We stand a better chance of defeating any situation we are in as children of light, because we can draw from the, you know, almighty power of God, almighty power of Jesus, to defeat any situation. Jesus was able to do it because that's what he carried. So if we are the children of light and Jesus is light, we stand a very good chance of surviving anything. Just like knowing and giving our life to Jesus Christ has improved our quality of life, we are also able to, you know, go anywhere and bless the place with our presence. You know, our heavenly aura and presence will make things different when we walk into certain rooms and when we enter certain situations. Our presence will bring hope and peace to most, if not all, of those around us. I mean, from time to time, our light will irritate the darkness, you know, in other people. Because, like we've, you know, discussed already, light disperses darkness. So that will be your light trying to force something into out of someone that you probably do not know. So don't be surprised when, you know, some people start to act up for, you know, no particular reason. You know, occasionally while you are around them, your light could be the reason. Your light could be the reason. The presence of the King of Glory you bring with you will change things and bring illumination and peace where there was, you know, destruction and chaos that were ready to happen. Your presence will calm things down. As children of light, we do not have any obligation to stay in darkness. Our work as a channel of light is to ensure we carry a light and keep it shining. And if you think where you are is just not where it should be, your light will either effect changes there, or you can exit the place and keep your light. Because it's also true, bad company corrupts good manners. It could also be an easy way for your light to be dimmed if you are at the wrong place. God did not stay in darkness either, you know, after creating the heavens and the earth. He introduced light almost immediately because God understood or understands the importance of light. This is what we should also do as children of light. We can be a source of joy to a lot of people. We can illuminate other people's life and bring joy and bring the word of God to those in darkness. That's also another way we can use our light, bringing the word of God, shining the light, the word of God, where there is darkness. And by the way, there are huge benefits as children of light. There are huge benefits to us as children of light, better to say. Walking in the light is better than walking in darkness. You gain peace instead of chaos. You gain blessings instead of destruction. You gain direction instead of confusion. You gain love instead of evil. You gain hope instead of despair. You gain righteousness instead of struggling in sin. You may hear how trouble started immediately after you left a place you visited. It's true. Your light could have kept trouble at bay while you were there, because darkness couldn't exist because of your light. And this happens a lot. Sometimes you hear stories of, you know, or you get to hear what happened after you've left a particular place. Sometimes that is not just by fluke. As children of God, something should happen when you are there. And you were there with, you know, the host of heaven. Trouble couldn't, the devil couldn't come in and cause any trouble. Once you had exited the place, something happened or something changed. That is just one of the benefits that we get as the children of light. If you want to sit at the feet of Jesus, we can't go there with darkness. We can't. With his light is how we will ultimately gain, you know, the crown of glory from our Heavenly Father. We will continue to live a more fulfilled life when we walk in the light of God and carry his light with us all the time, 24/7. One of our biggest achievements will be people praising and glorifying God because of our light, because of the peace we brought to their lives, the hope we gave to them, you know, and how they got to know Jesus, and the joy of living in the light of God. That would be one of our biggest achievements if we can do that from the light that we carry with us. So I will end my message today by sharing the words of in Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, which says, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Let your light shine. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. I pray that, you know, God will continue to bless us, keep us, keep our lights shining bright, and use us as a medium to bring peace, hope, love, stability anywhere we go, and to change lives. In Jesus' name.